This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. Great to see you again. Hi. Well, we've been having a series of still mornings. Not too much wind. It has been wet. But today and the next few days are going to be nice. Oh, and it's tempting to think, oh, do I take the coats off, the ones that have got coats on? No, because it's gone nice, but it's gone cold. So it's going to be really cold at night. They do like sitting out in the field. They do like to be out when they can be. And regularly in the morning you see the pattern of the bodies where they were sat down on the grass. And the frost has settled around them and on them. Can't see it on the white ones, of course, but the darker ones or the ones with coats on, you can see the frost on top of them. And they just like being out. They prefer that when they can. But then they do the various things that surprise me, and then they'll be inside. And they'll stay inside. Sometimes I'll leave the light on with the vain hope that perhaps they'll go inside. It's going to be wet tonight, but they don't seem to care. And yet sometimes they do. They go inside and they'll stay inside. And in the middle of the night, I'll have a quick glance before bed and then realise that they're all down in the stable, sat there with the light on. Sometimes need a bit more light for them to do that. They prefer it when there's enough light. So, poor old Alice, she's been enjoying having some food here. But they were sharing a bowl, there's four of them. And she kept her head down and the others kept picking it up, and the food was dripping out. So she's got it all down the back of her neck. And I've already cleaned it off once. I don't think she wants me to fiddle with her again. Coats are staying in place mostly. That's good. So we've got a bunch of coats. There we go. But yeah, sadly, having lost Amelia, she eventually just wasn't coping and had her in the stable for a while and then had to have the vet out. So that was a sad face. So her daughter, Betsan, is still around. And the herd settled again. It's always hard. And they carry that loss, they do know. So there's a range of them around for breakfast. Some are bossing the crumbs. There's not much left, girls, really. That's not really worth fighting over because there's not that much there. You've already had your main course has already been and gone. And there's a few up on the top. So I do spread it out as always to give them that access and give them a range of choices inside, outside, up on the little paddock just above the stables or down in the stables, and they all have little preferences, all have a way that they prefer to get their food. And they were here first thing and then they disappeared, but I saw where they were, and they came back again. They knew I was coming. It always surprises me, the internal clocks that animals have, both in terms of time of day, but also through the week. Particularly noticeable with dogs, I think. They're particularly attuned to our rhythms. But the alpacas too. Hello, girl. Yeah, I'm being stared at. It's the talking again. You know, who's he talking to? Are you talking to me? You talking to me? And so they're standing around waiting, just in case. And I get this look. What are you doing? What are you doing sitting there talking? I'm enjoying being with you girls. Is that all right? Yeah. So they're doing okay. And I always think they like a few dry days. After it's been damp for a while, they get a bit, okay, we can cope with this. This is okay. But we quite like a dry day. I can relate to that. And the ground will just firm up a little bit, which is always nice. And seagulls. There's quite a lot of seagulls around. I still don't understand what they're doing here. I often think it's because they're coming in land, as I mentioned last time, coming away from the stormy seas. No, sometimes it's just that's where they live these days. And they do travel quite distances as well. They'll cruise around in the high air. And they like to play on the wind and that kind of stuff. So we had a brief visit from the swans. We've had a brief visit from a very noisy goose, one by themselves. Oh, but really not happy. When they saw us, they started shouting. Eventually left. And then a pair came in, and they've been around. Not sure they stayed overnight. I think they might have done. Didn't hear them come in this morning. So there's various bits and pieces on the go, as always. Yeah, there's not much left, is there? That's the argument about who's in this bit of little bit of trough with a crumb in it. Girls, you don't need to, really. It's time to go find some grass. That's what you need to do. Yeah, I know. So my Merlin app, but it's Cornell University, which is just great for identifying birds. Yeah, song thrushes up and around and about. The big voiced song thrush. And lots of other bits and pieces going on with the birds and it's nice. Lots of buds on the end of the leaves. Not the leaves there yet, but there are lots of little buds on the ends of the twigs, which will be the leaves. I always think sometimes that winter's kind of a dormant time, and it kind of is. Some stuff is underground, and it's appears to be dormant, but I think there's a lot of stuff goes on. Small changes, small bits and growth and things that are happening that we're just not aware of. And these buds on the end of the twigs is a case in point. And we've got a lot of hazel catkins at the moment. So they're little sort of dangling. They're actually flowers, these little catkins. And that's a time of year thing. So they do well. So we've got a drift happening now. The girls are going to go off and find some grass. That's a good idea. No more food today, not this morning. See you this afternoon. Bye then, girls. Off you go. Yeah. And off they wander. They don't miss much at all. And that kind of looking, sometimes you get this kind of vacant, what are they doing? Staring into space. But they're not really. They're noticing stuff all the time. And I've been taking lessons, so I've been doing my staring into space. And you notice when you start listening and start looking out the side of your eyes just for the little movements, the birds around, the things that are don't fit in the pattern, something that moves, something that is an indicator of something. And the girls will do that, and they'll sit and chew the cud. And they appear to be not doing anything, but they are just sort of scanning. Do you ever do that? Just sit around and scan? It's good to do that when you're around with the alpacas, just to have a scan, see what's going on, who's doing what, where are they, who's at the back, who's at the front. Itch under a coat. Hermione having a scratch there. Okay, we've now got a traffic jam because whoever started moving away has stopped and is not letting the rest out. They're leaning in that direction. Here they go. Oh, there's a flow now. No, it stopped again. They are funny. They've just got alpaca things to do. Well, that was a mistake, wasn't it? Somebody sniffed somebody's tail and that was the wrong tail to sniff. What was she doing, Talia? I don't know. She was being a little bit forward there. Not sure there was any malintent, but it was inappropriate. Okay. They're just heading off now. They're really going this time. Okay, then I can sluice down. I can throw buckets of water around without feeling like I'm affecting you. You think you're looking for milk there? Is that what you're going for? She was having another sniff of the tail as she walked past. Talia walked past. And she had another sniff. Oh, interesting. I don't know. There's a whole other world, isn't there? The world of aromas and smells and significance thereof. You do learn a lot being around alpacas, but sometimes you're learning things and you've got no idea what it is. What have I just learnt there? I've no idea. And you're absorbing little snippets of data, little bits of facts, and this happened and that happened, and that's unusual, that's not normal, that's typical of her, yeah. All those kind of things. It's a good way to keep filing those things away. Yeah, the robins have been really friendly. We had one got stuck in the office the other day, the place where we got the food store. It says dry in there. And somehow, it kind of flitted around. It did hop inside the door and then it went out again. And then obviously, when we turned our back at some point, before I finally closed the door, when we were sorting out food supplies coming across here to the stables, the poor old little robin got stuck in the office. So when I went down the next morning, there's this movement. What was that? And it was the little bird stuck in the office, flitting around. But it didn't hold it against me. So that's okay. And they do the same in the stable. They come in and flit in and flit out. They've got an escape route over the top of the wall there. That's not completely to the ceiling. So they're able to do that. It's when I bring the food over and just, I don't know, they seem to notice the birds come around. There's this little community that goes on with the birds and the alpacas and the crumbs and who's stayed behind. The others have wandered off, but some have stayed behind to clear the crumbs. And they do. They quite enjoy those last little bits nobody else wants. Well, I suppose they all add up, don't they? All these little crumbs. So today I was following my usual injunction to you to go spend some time with the alpacas. And that's exactly what I did. So it was a nice morning feed and spending time with them. It was good. Did me good. It did my heart good. So if you can, do spend some time with your alpacas and breathe. Take care. Bye for now. This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.